Leading our news this morning, that huge tornado that's destroyed hundreds of homes and sparked fires in Oklahoma City is our focus this morning. A school and a hospital are among the buildings destroyed in the southern suburb of Moore. People are walking around amongst the rubble dazed, and the tornado is being compared to a record-breaking twister that struck the same area in 1999. We'll have more live pictures of that for you in just a little while. An Australian man jailed for fraud in Dubai says he's going to appeal that conviction. Matthew Joyce has been sentenced to 10 years jail and fined $25 million over a failed property deal. Foreign Minister Bob Carr says Mr. Joyce will receive strong consular support during his appeal. Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd says he's changed his mind and now supports same-sex marriage. In a blog that he's written in the last day, Mr. Rudd says his change of heart came after a long period of reflection and conversations with family, friends and a former staff member who's gay. A decision by South Australia to ban live betting odds during TV sports coverage could have national implications. Interstate TV broadcasts will have to comply with the state's rules, or bookmakers could face hefty fines. The state's Independent Gambling Authority says the decision could lead to a de facto national ban. More than 70 people have died and many more have been injured in a series of car bomb attacks across central and southern Iraq. The capital Baghdad was the worst hit. Several bombs targeted bus stations and markets in the mainly Shia Muslim districts.